If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What do I mean by winners win and losers lose? I get asked this question all the time. I want to share it with you today. Winners are people that everything that they do, all the habits that they instill, are the habits of a winner. A winner isn't a final product. A winner is a lifestyle. A winner is a concurrent set of actions that lead you to a final destination. Same way is for losers. Usually losers inhibit behaviors of losing people, who they hang out with, what they eat, what they listen to, what they consume on a regular basis, how they think about themselves, how they view the world. They view everything through the lens of a loser. That's why they are where they are today. So when people come to me and they're like, Luke, why is my life shit? All I have to do is look at your action. How are you operating, dude? Most of you guys are operating at a 2 out of 10 and you're expecting a 10 out of 10 life. It's impossible. You want uphill results with downhill habits. It's not gonna fucking work, dude. You gotta level up. And that means understanding that if you follow a list of successful ingredients, you're gonna achieve success. Dude, the blueprint's out here. I'm in fucking Singapore, hanging out with billionaires. You don't think they're gonna drop some nuggets of truth and information telling me, hey, this is how the world works. You gotta follow this ingredient list. This is what successful people do. Stay away from this bullshit. This is gonna make you a loser. The ingredient list is out there. You just gotta be paying attention. You don't have to reinvent the fucking wheel. There have been successful people before you. There will be successful people after you. The question is, will you become successful? Will you instill the habits of a winning person? Will you embody the beliefs of a winning individual? Will you cut out the bullshit that makes you a loser? Are you gonna keep consuming and being like, oh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? What's wrong is you're wrong. Your life is wrong. Everything you do, when the moment you wake up, you self-sabotage. You're setting yourself up for failure. And then you're asking why you suck at life. You suck at life because everything that you do is sucking and draining you away from your fullest potential. Focus on leveling up, motherfucker. Focus on winning. Every single action, everything that you do, focus on winning. Focus on becoming a champion. And you know what the outcome will be? You will become exactly what you put in. You will become the outcome of your actions. You will become the outcome of your decisions. I'm a winner. And I'm not a winner by what I've achieved. I'm a winner by what I do today. Not what I did yesterday, not by what I do tomorrow, not how you perceive me, but how I perceive myself. Did I cheat myself today or did I win? Did I beat myself at this game of life? That's all that matters. I ain't competing with you. I ain't competing with him, with her. I'm competing with myself. Winners win, losers lose. Pick a fucking side and go after it.
Self-love, if there is such a thing, isn't a wine and spa day. It's holding yourself to a higher standard than anyone else does. I think self-love is doing whatever you can to bridge the gap between who you currently are and who you believe you can become. And so the voice inside of your head that's never satisfied with your achievements isn't your insecurity. It's the part of you that knows that you can do more. So don't listen to people who are like, ignore that little voice. It's like, no, that little voice is knocking on your head being like, dude, you can do better than this. Like, we don't have to accept this reality. Like, we can be more.
Believe in yourself beyond, you know, without a doubt. Believe in yourself. And don't rely on anybody to believe in you. Don't rely on anybody to push you or make you better. Believe in yourself and only yourself, and allow that human being to make you a better person.
A lot of suffering that we incur is optional. It mostly happens in our own mind, things that never actually occur in reality.
The only thing that changes your DNA is discipline.
Yes.
Discipline is the only thing that changes your DNA, man.
This is the only thing.
Only thing, man. You could be so fucked up. And I realized that, man. I was like, man, the only thing that changed my DNA is discipline.
We don't rise to the standards we have when others are watching. We fall to the standards we have when no one is watching. The only work that really matters is the work that no one sees. It shows you who you really are rather than who you say you are.
Your motivation. Fuck motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. I'm missing motivation most days.
Wow,
some
really?
Some days, yeah, sometimes I got motivation. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, today I felt good. I can't wait to get to the gym. But a lot of days, like, gotta get to the gym. And then once I get going, then I feel great.
Yeah.
And I feel great when it's over. But it's that beginning part that's hard because your body wants to stay comfortable.
There are two types of people in the world, those who don't know how to improve their lives and those who don't know when to stop. And people who can improve their lives will always struggle to be around people who can't. Personal growth and self-improvement is liberating, and it's fulfilling, and it's exciting.
Winning is about accomplishing your goal. If you say you're going to accomplish it, if you accomplish it, you win. If you don't accomplish it, you lose. Mm-hmm. That's it. No philosophy, no science. If you say you're going to do something, you don't do it, you lost. Mm-mm. You're a loser until you do the winning habit,
yep.
Until you perform the winning behavior, and until you receive the winning outcome.
Mm-hmm.
Winners win, losers lose. It's very simple, bro. You do it or you don't do it.
So you want to be normal. So you just want to be like everybody else that roams the world, not knowing the power that's in them, being fine with being mediocre. You want to go back to who you were, huh, David? I'm like, that, man. Mm.
And you have that conversation with yourself every day.
Not every day. Yeah. It's those bad days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's those bad days. I see a whole bunch of people walking around out here who have no idea how talented they truly are. Now, I'm talking about talent, like some God-given ability. Talent that sometimes you have to hone, you have to work on, and you have to harness yourself. And they just walk around just on their phones, just clueless to how powerful they are.
Mm. We live inside of prisons of our own making based on our belief system. And so if you want to change your life, you have to change your belief system. Belief system is just a different way of saying things that you know or believe to be true. These are just the facts that you live on. Now, the thing is we can't double check every single thing that we believe because we can't. It just would take too long, right? As a human being, every single thing you had to fact check. So the vast majority of the things that we believe and take as true were just given to us by other people. It's what I find very interesting about this is that we are so hesitant to question our beliefs. When in reality, almost none of our beliefs are our own. They're not yours. They're someone else's.
And I'm not going to say motivated because motivation's crap. Motivation comes and goes. When you're driven, whatever's in front of you will get destroyed.
Belief. Belief is a skill. Belief requires so much development because it's hard to believe things that you can't see. It's hard to believe when you're skinny or overweight, that you can have a six pack and that you can have a crazy physique. It's hard when you're poor to believe that one day you can be rich. It's hard to believe when your mama's working a 9 to 5 or 2 jobs that you can actually retire her in a couple years. It's hard to believe these things. But if you can actually sit there and have a conversation with yourself and believe that all things are possible, then everything is possible.
Bad things don't come in threes. Bad things happen. People don't know how to cope. And they allow one bad thing to snowball into more. Bad stuff sucks. The only thing worse is letting one bad thing ruin many good things. Not to piss off the positive Pollies in the room, but if you haven't gotten what you want, then you're not worthy of it, period. And that's okay. Now you can admit that you suck and improve. Better to know you're bad for a season than pretend you're good for a lifetime. You're not making as much money as you want because you're not as good as you think you are. You're not struggling from imposter syndrome. You're a student and pretending to be a teacher. No students say they feel like frauds for trying to learn. You're a fraud when you get up to teach the class and you've never done it. It's supposed to be hard. Everything worth pursuing comes with a little pain. The trick is not minding that it hurts.
Difficult things are good for you, and they're good for your mind. That's what people don't understand that don't pursue them.
Your life every day exists as evidence that you can handle everything that has come your way. And I think that if you've ever had any need for evidence, let that be the greatest evidence of all.
There's a thing that happens when you do a difficult thing is that you develop more of an ability to do difficult things. And it's also like it's a daily thing. It's not as simple as like, oh, I used to do difficult things, so now I can do this difficult thing. Like, I don't think so. I think you are better off than someone who has never encountered something difficult, but I think there's a reason why fighters take warm-up fights, and fighters, when they're active, when they fight all the time, they fight better. When I was competing, I would be at my best if I had just fought like a week ago. Like, if I fought a week ago, I was like, I know this experience. I know this feeling. I've been here before. I was just there.
Yeah.
But if I was like I got injured once and I couldn't compete for like 4 or 5 months, it was weird. Coming back was weird. It was a totally foreign experience. It felt very nerve-wracking. And I think there's something to like forcing
the brain, forcing the mind into these difficult positions, into these difficult situations, so that the mind gets accustomed to that feeling, and then you can maintain calm, and then you can keep yourself in the midst of all the chaos. You can keep who you are.
This one's near and dear to my heart because I was told my whole life that I was unbalanced, that I was too extreme, that I was too hardcore, that I was too all in, that I was too obsessive about everything. And I honestly had to fight to be me. And I'm making this because it's not common to be unbalanced. It's more common to be mediocre. Like, the people who obsess about work-life balance tend to be mediocre at both. And so, like, if you want something, you have to go get it. It's like this entropy. Like, the world will try to drag you down and make you a part of it. It will try to dilute who you are. It will try to make you fit into the mold that they accept. And so, like, you have to be willing to be extreme to get an extreme result, because many of the goals and aspirations that you have probably are above average. Like, actually, if you look at it, you're like, I want to make $1 million a year. Fine. Guess how rare that is. You want to guess? It's not 1%. 1% 600K in the US. And if you're global, forget about it. So you want to make $1 million a year? That's not even a 1 out of 100 goal. It's a 1 out of 200, 1 out of 300 goal. And you have that goal and you think that somehow you're going to behave like the 299 and get there. It's not normal. It's unbalanced. You have to take unrelenting, obsessive amounts of action for a disproportionate period of time where you get zero reward for doing so. If anything, you just get disproportionate punishment for taking this, and you question your own sanity half the time because you're like, am I just being crazy? Is it insane for me to have these aspirations, these goals, these dreams for my life? And everyone around you will tell you yes, because it's in their best interest, because it makes it your failure protects their ego. And so people demand success but refuse to work, right? They won't work weekends. People want opportunity but won't talk to strangers. People claim ambition but they sleep in every day, right? We're the result of our actions, not our aspirations. So many people have the same goal as you, but very few of them will do the same work as you.
Everything I didn't want to do is what got me to where I'm at today.
Interesting.
Every single thing. So where we find comfort, that's where I started getting scared. When I started saying, oh, it's raining, I'm not going out there. No, you cannot say that. You cannot do that. You have got to do this. Mm-hmm. The other, so whatever my brain thought, I did the opposite. Mm-hmm. Wherever the comfort was, I went the opposite direction. And over a period of time, boy, it calluses this out of your mind.
But happiness is an emotion, so it comes and goes. So anybody that's pursuing something that's fleeting will not be able to hold on to it. Why? Because you cannot be a happy person all the time. So to pursue happiness is an unachievable goal. But to pursue freedom, freedom is a state of mind, right? Mm-hmm. Freedom is a state of being. It's not an emotion. I can still be sad and be free.
Mm-hmm.
I can still be happy and be free. So if somebody that's like, well, I want to be a happy person. Well, good luck, bro. Good luck. Good luck being free. Right? Good luck being happy. It's two different things. This idea of being happy is this concept that people have been sold, right? That life is about happiness. Mm-hmm. But what if life wasn't about happiness? What if life is about experiencing every aspect and every emotion that life has? Wouldn't you want to experience the full set and range of emotions that life has to offer you? The sadness, the heartbreaks, the joy. Right? You can't have happiness without sorrow. You can't have pleasure without pain. And to neglect one thing is to neglect life. So why would you neglect these things? And in order for you to achieve freedom, you need to be able to understand that you need to be unwaveringly decided to enjoy every aspect of the experience of life. And the problem is, most of the aspects of experiencing life fully are haltered or deterred or slowed down by the busyness of life, the unproductive things of life, the 9 to 5.
Like, if you go to whatever company, they have this mission statement on how we want to run our company. I made one for myself on how I want to be. And that is why, if people can make up a mission statement, an ethos in which they want to live by, and every morning you wake up, you hold yourself accountable to that mission, not a company's, your own. Make up your own mission statement. What do you want to be in life? And once you do that, now you can work with somebody to get better. You can work with yourself to get better. But until you know what you want to stand for, you will always just be sitting down. You'll never stand for anything.
You got to get better the same way you got sick. Mm-hmm. You've been living your life, and if you've been living your life with a bad diet or with a bad mindset, or you've been living like blaming other people for your failures, you've got to recognize that those things are not serving you well, and you have to back up and you have to go left. You have to go the right way. You have to figure out a way to get on the right path. And for a lot of people, that kind of change and that kind of alteration of these comfort patterns that people fall into is extremely difficult to do. But you've got to do it. You've got to do it. It's the only way to do it.
Success really just boils down to this. You got to want it more than you hate what it takes to get it. If you're willing to suck at anything for 100 days in a row, you can beat most people at most things.
Bad things do not come in threes. Bad things occur. People do not know how to cope. They allow one bad thing to snowball into more bad things. And bad stuff sucks. And the only thing worse than letting one bad thing be a bad thing is to let one bad thing ruin many good things. If you think about a bad thing as a cancer, it's like, well, we want to isolate that cancer as fast as possible and not let that cancer of you losing your job affect your marriage, and then let you affecting your marriage affect how you're a parent, and let how you're a parent affect how you are going to pursue this new endeavor. People just basically give themselves an excuse for misbehaving. I had a bad day, therefore I now have a legitimate excuse for being a bad husband or not being nice to my wife. They use it as an excuse to not exercise self-control.
I'm really good about being accountable about, okay, you need to be better here, you need to be better here, you need to overcome this, overcome that, and I do a good job of doing that.
You talk about performance without a purpose. Mm-hmm. What's that?
So, like, for instance, let's say you have no races. Let's say you have no classes, no nothing. There's no purpose in your life. You know, people need to have purpose to get up. They need purpose to perform. You need to get to a point in your life where there's nothing on the docket. There's no 5K. There's no I'm going to get into school to be this or that and still perform to the highest level. Because what people don't get is one day that thing's going to come up. And if you're not constantly performing without purpose, you're not going to be ready when the time comes. It's this magical thing, purpose, that we're all looking for. But what's funny about it all is that we need these things to perform. But we don't take a second to realize the purpose is always there. The purpose never leaves us, because the very purpose is you. You are always the purpose. There may be another purpose, like being a SEAL or going to college or whatever, but the main purpose in life is you. So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race or there's no school, there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
You're just responsible for what you do. You're responsible for how you act and how you react to situations that come your way. You'd be surprised how much a good attitude controls a situation, how much control you have of a room and an environment based off of your behavior and your tendency. Somebody always sets the tempo, right? So are you responsible for how other people operate? No, not at all. But can you inspire people to operate a specific way? Absolutely.
Learning comes from the edges. Change is uncomfortable, and it rarely happens without a lot of stress. And many of the periods of radical and important change in your life happen because of the severe challenges that you faced. Would you pay the price back then for the insights and developments that you have now? If so, have faith that whatever stresses that you're facing right now will lead to a greater version of you in the future. The challenge that you're facing is a gift, and leaning into the discomfort as if you invited it through the door, saying thank you for the opportunity to learn and reflect because it's making you better. Anti-fragility is alive and well every single time that we overcome these obstacles.
Right. So it all comes down to how you behave.
Yeah.
How you behave dictates and controls the quality of your thoughts, because it's what dictates how you position yourself. So it all comes down to action. That's why life, there's formulas and recipes to success, which is what I talk about.
Yeah.
You know, there's ways to win. When I meet entrepreneurs, I can tell whether they're going to succeed or not based off of the patterns and behaviors that they instill and that they showcase in their life. Mm-hmm. I know people that are going to lose in life and people that are going to win based off of what? Their behavioral patterns. Mm-hmm. Patterns repeat themselves all across the universe.
Yeah.
So we understand that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So if you see somebody inputting negative behaviors, you can very much dictate what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
Once again, if you understand these things, you begin to act in accordance to that which you want.
Mm-hmm.
And the mindset isn't something that you have to have turned on all the time. That's what people neglect. The mindset is just supposed to direct you. And once you have the direction, you just have to go.
Mm-hmm.
Most people, once again, they don't set the direction and they don't have the steps on how to get there. That's why mentors are important. That's why community is important. That's why understanding and surrounding yourself with people that are older and more experienced is important, because it's going to give you the data sets and the information in order to navigate.
And when you look at your own life and you don't stack up, you're a thief, you stole money from your wife's purse, and you know, you don't want to smoke cigarettes, but you have to, you can't deal with the stress, you smoke, you devalue yourself. You slowly start devaluing yourself. When you look at yourself, you realize that if you were judging yourself, you would judge yourself unfavorably. So no matter who you can't pretend you're the hero of your story. You can be the hero of your own story that woke up today. You can be the hero of your own story that at 40 years of age stopped, got out of bed, and said, I'm not doing this anymore. Only by my instincts and only by my morals and my ideals and my mind. And I'm going to be dead honest with myself, because I'm realizing this is not going to last forever. And I'm going to get myself in shape and I'm going to eat healthy. And I'm going to do this because this is me now. I decide that this is me.
You will die. Months later, no one will care. And so why care about what they think so much when they care so little about what you do? Like, take the risk, right? Shake off the losses. Shake them off. Because in the end, you live for the story only you can tell to the only person who was there with you the entire time, which is you. You might as well make it epic, because you're literally the story writer and the story listener, the story consumer. We're born alone and we die alone. Even if other people captured your entire life, they still don't know what was going on in your head. They don't know your intentions. They don't know what you were thinking through at every given moment. Only you do that. That's why being able to, over time, in my opinion, be the judge, jury, executioner of your own faith and your own judgment is one of the most valuable things you can do, because you're the only person who can say, good job. You might win in some circumstances and not have tried. To me, that's a loss, because you know you could have put more in. You didn't empty the tank, right? You left some on the field. The other extreme, if you followed a logical thought path and you moved mountains to try and accomplish something, and if you actually had exhausted every possible path that you could think of, truly, beyond costs that were not worth the price of whatever you were trying to get, you exhausted all of the paths that were worth it, and you don't get it, other people may have said that you lost, but you know there's nothing else you could have done. And so you can still say, good job.
Once you change one thing, your mindset, you can attack everything.
Mm.
And I find it fascinating. I'm fascinated, because I'll be in these moments. I put these guys on some pedestal.
Yeah, which people do with you.
They do with me, and they shouldn't. And I was this guy who was a piece of shit looking at these, my God, how are you guys? It's amazing. But once I worked my way up there, I said, my God, man, we can all compete. Let's go. So do I like suffering? I like suffering in the way that is competitive,
yep.
That brings out the absolute best in me and in everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I want to see a man be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see a man get broken and say, F you.
Mm-hmm.
I love these men.
Mm-hmm.
These men I love, but mm-hmm. There's very few of them.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few of them. And there's very few that are willing to go there more than once.
Mm.
A lot of people, even people who've gone through special ops,
mm-hmm.
it kicks out of them to a point where in their mind, what got me bad in Pair Rescue was when I was going through it, I said, I'm only going to do this one time. And so many people in special ops, whether they believe it or not, in anything, special ops in anything, that's hard. I'm only doing this one time. Mm-hmm. Once you say that, you f*** yourself.
You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that it's possible because you can create your reality. The perception that you have of the world, if you think there's only scarcity, there's no opportunity, that's how you are going to interact with reality. If you think that there's abundance, if you think that there's opportunity, then these things will manifest themselves to you. So you have to believe that you can, right? And the way that you believe and the way that you can get to that state, because a lot of people are like, you know, I have a lot of doubt. So do I. I have it all the time. Even if at these levels, right? You're doing 7-figure months. Dude, there's people doing 8-figure months. That's hard to fathom. That's hard to imagine.
Yeah.
But it's still possible.
Yeah, of course.
Is it
yeah.
difficult? Absolutely. But it's a mindset shift. So it's a mindset shift, one of, hey, it's possible. Two, it's an abundance mindset. You can either have a delusion of scarcity, which most people are like, hey, you know, it's not possible, or this is not a reality. And I get it. Our lives are so far. We're sitting in a suite in Dubai right now. Yeah. How old are you?
26.
Okay, I'm 26. We're 28. This isn't normal. This isn't normal. So like, I get it. Like, I get it. The people that are listening and watching, and they're like, bro, is this actually real?
It's funny though, because to us it's normal because we've lived this for a while.
Because it's become the reality that we created.
Yeah.
Because it's the mindset that we've been able to determine, achieve, and establish.
Yeah.
However, for the average person, they may not see it. And I get it, because you have to have a delusional mindset.
Yeah.
You have to be so far out there to believe that it's possible. Because I assume you come from the trenches just like me.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's the same perspective. It's the same perspective. It's like you grow up, people are broke. I look at all my high school buddies. They're working very low paying jobs. Some of them committed suicide. Some of them are divorced. Like, I get it. Like, life isn't easy. But you can create the delusion of scarcity or the delusion of abundance. Mm. And I just decided to create the delusion of abundance, that it was possible, that I could make more money, that I could build better networks, that I could actually provide value to people. And as time went on and I gained more experience, and as I became more developed, these opportunities began to show themselves to me.
This is all to say that no matter where you're at in your journey, you've just got to believe with all your fucking heart that you're going to make it, because no one else is going to believe for you. Because you can never expect someone to invest in you more than you invest in yourself. And the crazy thing is, some people say they'd kill for a shot or they'd die for a chance, when in reality, they won't even wake up 60 minutes earlier for it.
What is possible for a human being? You don't need to have a great family. You don't need to be smart. If you have work ethic and you are willing to outwork the inside you, you can do absolutely whatever you want in life. And that is my biggest treasure that I have, is what I have up here in my brain, what I've found out, what I learned through this journey, man. It's not for sale. It took too much. It took too much grind, man. It took too much grit to develop this mind and to have this power I have now. I'm not a theorist. I don't read a book about how I'm use his mind. I'm a practitioner. I put myself in hell repeatedly, like a sword. How you make it? You put in the fire, you beat the shit out of it. And that's what I did with my mind, man. So that's what I take the most pride of right there.
The biggest risk to your future isn't your competition. It's the distractions you insist on keeping in your life rather than doing the things you know you should be doing but aren't. People delay doing things they don't like for longer than it takes to do them.
You have to embrace those losses as learning experiences. And the people that have never lost are afraid of losing. Mm-hmm. They're afraid of learning. Mm-hmm. You're afraid of that feeling. That terrible feeling that you get from losing is so beneficial. It's aided me in so many ways. Like, it's one of the reasons, also one of the reasons why I talk so openly about bombing on stage. And I do it with other comedians. Mm-hmm. I always want to tell people, yeah, I'm an established comedian. I've been a comedian for a long time. Let me tell you about, like, when I was 2 years in or 5 years in or 4 years ago. Like, let me tell you about some horrible moments on stage where it went wrong. Just so you understand, like, those things
took me to another place
because
I realized I don't want to ever feel that feeling again. And so I ramped everything up. And then I went back to work and I went over my notebooks and I went over my recordings and I figured out what I was doing wrong and I tried to improve upon it. But if it wasn't for that horrible, sick feeling, that's the same feeling you get when you get tapped out in jiu-jitsu class. Same feeling you get when you lose a martial arts tournament or anything else. Losing is important.
Whenever I like, it gets really hard, and I just think to myself, like, why am I even bothering? Why should I even keep doing this? I just remind myself that this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And so that's a quote that has helped me get through some of those like really tough times. It's like, well, do I want to win more than I want to fail? Yes. It's like, well, then this is a Trevor quote, who's my editor and my closest friend. He said, well, whenever someone says they can't stand it anymore, he said, well, if you're alive, you have proof that you can stand it. And if you die, you won't have to stand it anymore. So you can always stand it. And I think that's a really powerful message. It's really simple. But like, if you are going through it, then you are going through it. You may be uncomfortable. It may be painful. You may hate it. But you're still here.
What separates me from a lot of people is they go into a daunting task, and the task is overwhelming. Like, when I heard the pull-up record was 4,020 pull-ups, and I was talking about breaking this record, people are like, oh my God. I went right to a pen and paper. They go, what are you doing? I'm doing the math, man. What are you talking about? I'm open-minded to the fact that, okay, if I do 5 pull-ups on the minute for so many hours, I can get so many pull-ups in. How much time do I have to rest? I was breaking the math down. You have to be open-minded to the possibilities that I can do this. Once you shut your mind down to the possibility that it can be achieved, there's no way it can happen. So that's why my eyes and my body light up about things, because I know that if you're in a fight, you have to attack. You have to keep attacking. The enemy has to know he is not going to give up. You must break the soul of whatever the f*** is in front of you. That's what I realized. I was never breaking the soul of anything in front of me. So that's why I came up with a thing called Taking Souls in my book. I started to devise ways to break a soul of a human being, of an object, of whatever's in front of me. If you keep on attacking something, nothing wants to stand in front of anything.
People are built different. That's why they're better. You have to rebuild yourself if you want a different life. Like, you expect to be a loser with winning results. And it doesn't, your brain isn't getting the signal that your life is shit because you're shit.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me, once again. You know what I mean? Yeah. So if your life is not great, it's because you are messing up. That's the name of the game. But unsuccessful people, broke people, instead of looking at themselves in the mirror and assuming responsibility, they want to point it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it sucks to be like, hey, my life sucks because I suck.
Yeah.
It's not easy. I get it 100%. However, when you win in life, hey, you're the first one to raise the hand and be like, hey, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
But with that same level of responsibility, you now can dictate what? Your behaviors. So just start inputting positive behaviors, man.
There's consequences that you pay to constantly seeking comfort and avoiding discomfort and avoiding hard work. And those consequences are you're never going to feel self-realized. You're never going to feel like you accomplished anything. You're never going to have this feeling of understanding that difficulty and struggle and the ability to push through that is a muscle, and you develop that muscle
Correct.
By doing it. And once you do, you develop a lot of self-satisfaction and you develop peace of mind, and you understand that you can overcome obstacles. If you don't have to overcome obstacles, you never know whether or not you can. Unless you are faced with actual adversity, you don't understand how you're going to feel and how you're going to react when you overcome that adversity.
What is to believe, right? So self-belief, believing is this idea of having faith in something that you don't know is real. To me, the most important one is self-realization, where you don't have to believe it, you know it to be. So now this idea of leveling up and pursuing something, it's not because you believe and hope that something's gonna happen, but you've realized that if you do this, you will receive this. From input, you'll receive a certain output. So you no longer have to live a life of fear, because it's not a life of belief. It's a life of realization and certainty. So I agree with you. It's this idea, which I know that's what you were trying to convey, this idea of deep down knowing for sure. and coming to that conclusion.
One big thing is a lot of people, it's hard to imagine, but you have to learn how to fail. Because I'm going to explain this to you. I had big dreams. A lot of us have big dreams, big goals. And when you have goals that are maybe outside your reach, you have to know that getting to that goal, you're going to have a lot of bad days, a lot of setbacks. So like when I was losing 106 pounds in 3 months, the first 2 months or first 2 weeks, it's like I was gaining weight. You know, I would lose a pound, gain two. So I was just failing. I kept failing and kept failing and kept failing. So I had to teach myself how to fail right. And what that means is when I fail, I can't spend much time in that fail zone. I have to be able to get up and get after the next day just as fast, because my goals were just, you know, to be a Navy SEAL. I don't have time to stay here and feel bad for myself for weeks and months and years, because I'll lose that time. So the big thing is know that if you have big goals and big dreams, along the way, failure is going to happen. So how fast do you get up from that? And you got to teach yourself that.
People don't want to hear that sometimes because they want to hear that you've done enough. You're amazing. You're a winner. You're a perfect person. You don't need to work harder. People need to accept you. And we need the government to step in and fill in all the holes, fill in all the blanks. And this income inequality idea, like there's an income inequality problem in this country. Well, guess what else there is? There's a fucking effort inequality problem in this country. I think your feelings are important, but I also think that people have a tendency towards self-indulgence. And if you deny that tendency, if you ignore that fact, you're going to create a bunch of people that think that the world does revolve around every single nuanced feeling that they have. Also, there's this rejection of responsibility and discipline. They're equating discipline with not just toxic masculinity, but cruelty. That, you know, you're cruel if you impose discipline or if you encourage discipline. You know, I follow Jocko Willink's advice, discipline equals freedom. And I think that's real. And I think that if you can figure out a way to work hard, you will feel satisfaction from the results of that work. It makes you feel better. For a society that's so concerned with feelings, you should be looking at all the different ways that the life that you choose affects the way you feel about things. And if you have really accomplished goals and actually exerted discipline, done things that were difficult to do that you didn't necessarily want to do, but you knew had long-term benefits, that is a part of being like an actualized human. That's a part of being a man. It's a part of being a person who accomplishes things in life. It's hard to be comfortable with yourself. So it's very hard to be comfortable with other people. That's why I always stress with people, like, you've got to accept yourself for what you've done wrong. Do your best. And also find some difficult shit to do, because that gets away a lot of the anxiety that you carry around in your body. A lot of difficult things make regular life less difficult. And that sounds so simplistic, but particularly physically difficult things. Because when you do things that are physically difficult, the strain of making yourself do those things, it's very valuable. It's not just valuable like exercise and fitness and martial arts and running and whatever you're doing that's really difficult. It's not just valuable in terms of like health and the way you look, but it's also valuable for your mind, maybe even more so. Because regular life can be confusing, and little things that go wrong and little problems that arise are exacerbated by the fact that you're not accustomed to dealing with hardship. So creating your own is extremely valuable for you also, not just accepting the nuanced perspectives of other people, but also being able to navigate through this world with some sort of an understanding of just how complex it all is and how weird it all is, and not be overly thrown off by every little dip in the road and pothole that you encounter.
The best version of myself.
And was that for you?
I have yet to tell you, brother. I'll let you know when I die. It's a work in progress. I can't tell you whether I'm successful or not now. I'll tell you on my deathbed. Yeah. Why? Because it's a progressive realization of yourself. You're consistently realizing that you can become better and better and better. Yeah. It's like going to one skyscraper and being able to see the surroundings versus seeing something from the floor level. You can't see what you can't see. Mm-hmm. So my goal is just to become better and better and better, not self-sabotage, not be a liar, mm-hmm. not be a hypocrite, be authentic. And in the authenticity, I can climb levels, become better. And the more I can see, right, the clearer life becomes. So maybe in 10 years, my definition of success completely changes. Mm-hmm. Who knows, bro? Mm-hmm. That's the beauty of life.
Yeah.
Is everything changes consistently as you garner more information. So 10 years ago, I was like, dude, I just want to be free. Today, I'll tell you the same thing. I'm a free man, mm-hmm. right? But I get to enjoy things pretty nicely. I get to build my character. I get to spend time reading. I get to spend time hanging out with you guys, hanging out with friends. I get to build businesses.
Everybody's got these stupid barriers they put in their own head. You got to resist those goddamn things because they don't do you any good. And they certainly define the potential for your future in a negative way. That's not self-serving and it's not even real. You know, you put this artificial ceiling on the potential for what you're doing. If you hit a wall, okay, that just means you need to regroup and rethink. It doesn't mean that wall's there, especially when it comes to something like social media or like a podcast, something where you're putting out a piece of art, you're putting out something that you've created. There's no wall as far as like how many people are gonna enjoy it or how far it's gonna go. It's just, it is what it is. And if people don't like it, make it better. If they like it less, fix that. Figure out a way to do it. You can do that. And this idea that there's no way to get past the starting block today is just ludicrous. It's crazy. And it's just this poor thinking. It's just hard when you're not where you want to be in life. And if you're listening to this and you're just not satisfied with your position in life, it's hard to think that way. All you want is that thing. But you got to somewhere along the line figure out how to enjoy yourself. Somewhere along the line, figure out how to just go as hard as you can, but also enjoy it. Try to enjoy it because that changes the whole tone of the experience. And I think that makes you more successful. I really do, because I think you have more energy, you have more focus, and you collect better energy around you from other people. They feel your energy. They're inspired by the way you live your life and how you treat people and what you do and how you do things. And they want to do a similar thing. They want to do something that makes them feel that way. And they want other people to feel that way as well. And it's got the butterfly effect. It just goes through all the people that are around you.
One of the most common traits amongst the high performers, mostly the men, they are electing to put themselves through hard things very frequently.
Life doesn't fight fair, and neither does business. And so the thing is that you have to fight regardless. You have to fight nonetheless, and you have to win. And that means that whatever software you have to install, whatever belief system you need to have, you do whatever it takes.
When you really sit back at your life and you are in that dark room, and you're looking at where you started from, and you tell yourself, God, dog, man, my mom is this way. My soon-to-be stepdad got murdered. My dad beat the out of me. I can't read and write to save my soul. I've lied about it to everybody. I've cheated on all these tests. My God, man. And then you put a goal in your mind. How are you going to feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that? Coming from the hell you came from. A lot of people start from a good starting point. They have a good foundation. What if you can surpass all of these? What if everybody who was way up here started up here and you started with no legs. You had to grow legs to even start walking and then crawling and then running. And then you start passing people with all this given to them. I had to use all this negative that was making me weak and horrible as a person. I had to use this as the power that now fueled me. I had to flip it on its head and say, hold up. This might be exactly what I need. The darkness is exactly what I need. It's how you look at your situation. And I was looking at it all f***ed up.
There's people out there that are just working harder than everybody else. And they're going to keep doing it. And that's their grind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and those people are super valuable. Those people are so valuable. The Marvin Hagler's of the world, the Rocky Marcianos of the world, like those are very, very valuable people.
Yeah.
Because they change everybody's perspective of like what's possible, what to strive for, and what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you really want to be a champion? Why? Because you just want to be cool? You want to be the coolest guy on the block? Like, you're not going to win. You're going to find some psychopath who just lives it. Mm-hmm. And it's their whole life. And if it's not your whole life, get out.
You have to want it. You have to want to be a stronger version of yourself. I can't give you that. That's something that you have to want. You have to have a desire and a hunger and a dog in you that wants to become a stronger human being.
It's the belief of how to get to the next level in the game, how to get to the next level in your health, how to get to the next level in your relationships, how to get to the next level as an owner of a business, how to make more money. All these things, you know, you make $1 million a year. It's dope.
Mm.
But there's a guy making 10.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot.
There's a guy making 100. And it's a different mindset that takes you from A to B and from B to C. And it's shifting those mindsets and always being grateful, but never being content.
Yeah.
And content doesn't mean that you're always selfish and desiring for more. It's saying, hey, there's more potential.
There's more levels to this life.
There's more levels to the game.
Yeah.
And that's always the example that I use is, you're in a hotel situation, you're staying in a nice hotel. Well, there's somebody staying in a suite up top, and that's somebody that has a different mindset than you.
If my life was a movie and someone were to watch it, I hope they'd be inspired to take risks, not just risks to achieve success, but embrace feeling, both pride and shame, fear and excitement. Personally, I want to experience as much life as possible, and that only happens when you embrace the highs and the lows.
Most people, their associations are to avoid anything that's uncomfortable. But it's so illogical, because when you look at comfort and you look at success and progress and then eventual the feelings of accomplishment and of getting past certain hurdles in terms of like how you feel about life, a lot of those are connected to discomfort. Like, discomfort is your friend. It really is. Like, discomfort, not being happy and content with certain situations in life or certain feelings in life, they're massive motivators, and they're amazing at facilitating change. Instinct is to avoid those and just sit on the couch and watch some fucking reality show about dudes who make moonshine. Well, when I was 21 and I was first starting to do comedy, that's when I was really devouring as much of it as possible, because I was trying to figure out like how to not be so lazy, how to be motivated, how to get done, how to like find the correct path and think about things correctly. I would follow all this personal power, like you have workshops that you would do, like little like notebooks and fill out and things to talk about and things to concentrate on. Like, if you did do it, it would help you. But really what it's all about is just getting together and moving. Just go do something. Just doing it. Just doing it makes you do more. Like, do more hard makes you do more hard.
Yeah.
Understanding that you want it bad, so you're willing to put in the work and do things you don't want to do, it's what makes you have that confidence that you know how to push through. And the mentality that I'm the type of dude to get done. Like, I'm not going to waste my day just sitting around a hotel room. No, I'm going to go to work. That's what I feel like is missing from a lot of people that are getting into motivational this, motivational that. They ain't doing shit. You got to go do something. That's the number one thing, right? It's fucking action. Take action.
You're not a hero in your own eyes. You're not someone who you respect. You know, you're doing what you got to do to get by, but ultimately, you're not respecting yourself. And I think we all have a certain amount of appreciation and respect for hero figures. You know, like, we all look at, like, the guy who never lies and always does the right thing and helps everybody out. And that's the John Wayne character. You know, that's the,
right.
The ultimate hero.
It's normal to not know what you're doing. If you did, it wouldn't be called growth. High five your fear, uncertainty, and doubt, and carry on. Do you get tired, stressed, sad, hungry, frustrated, unfocused? Do you feel misunderstood? Great. You're human. You don't need medication.